Dear Chris and Dot, Curtis and Sandy, Annette and Todd, along with all the gathered family and friends, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My task today is to remind us of the Redeemer in whom Lorraine trusted, and in whose arms she has now been welcomed. Our gracious Lord Christ has fulfilled his promise from the epistle lesson today of granting to Lorraine the inheritance that was hers and kept in heaven for her. And now she has been granted that inexpressible and glorious joy in Jesus' presence. As we remember Lorraine, and as we place her today into God's eternal care, we remember that she's been in his care pretty much all her life. She was baptized less than a month after her birth and later was confirmed in 1941. And her confirmation verse could be seen very well in how she lived her whole life. Again, Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Lorraine, indeed, lived her life knowing that God has kept his promise and had granted her faith that guided her day by day. She held fast to that confession all life long. God kept his promise of a Redeemer that we heard about when Peter said in the epistle, in his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Lorraine's passing to glory on the night before Easter, during Easter Vigil, brings into sharp relief the living hope given to the world through Jesus' resurrection. What is it that we say on Easter morning? Alleluia! Christ is risen!
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And that is the hope that we share in. The world knows only sin and death. For them, when you enter this box, you're done. There is nothing more. There's no hope. No light, and certainly, definitely, no life. But that isn't what Christ's victory means. As we heard in Psalm, out of Psalm 98, oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. The Lord has done the most marvelous thing in sending Jesus Christ to live the perfect life and become the perfect sacrifice on the cross that takes away the sin of the world. This is his salvation gift to the world. And this is the new song of salvation in Jesus that we are to sing and to rejoice in. The psalm goes on to say, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with a lyre, and with a lyre and the sound of melody. We are to sing and praise God for his wondrous salvation. We all know Lorraine loved to do that. To put it simply, Lorraine loved her crucified and risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And she loved his word. I say this is simple because all you have to do is look into her Bible, for those of you who can't see it. All you have to do is look into this Bible. It is a treasure. It's golden. It's precious because the word of God was so precious to Lorraine. Browse through it and you see the joy and the thought that she put into reading it. You see the love and devotion she not only had to that word, but to what that word gave her, the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. This she cherished, and she bet her life on it. That's why it's not easy to say goodbye to her. She staked her life on His Word and not on anything we do for ourselves. She would tell you, faith is something that was God's gift to her and to you. Most people in this world bet on themselves. They try to show how good they are, especially when they come to church on Sunday. They seem to have it all together. But we don't have it all together, do we? Not if we're honest. Lorraine did not bet on her own goodness. She knew better because she knew God's Word. His Word teaches us that because of our sin, because we have broken God's Word, we need a Savior. We need someone to mend that broken relationship. We need the new thing God has done. We need the Lord Jesus Christ nailed to the cross and then risen to overcome sin for us. The devil for us. And even death for us. That is what Lorraine trusted in with her whole life. You don't believe me? Just look in her Bible. She loved the Word of God, and she rejoiced to know it. Again, from St. Peter, and by the way, we just finished studying St. Peter in the Tuesday afternoon Bible study that she would be faithful coming to. This is what St. Peter says. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Lorraine, we all know, had her trials to endure. But through them all, she never wavered or varied in her trust in the faith that God had gifted to her. And while her faith resulted in praise and worship of God here on earth through song and hymn and many other good works, she no longer needs faith. She has been granted the gift of heaven, where faith is no more. There, she walks by sight. She now has possession of being in the presence of her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we said at the start, He is the Savior we are reminded of, that she trusted in all her life. While we express our sadness and our sorrow to be parted from her presence with us, we rejoice all the more that she is home in heaven with her Savior and ours, Jesus Christ. In His own, He has redeemed her. He has restored her. And now He has called her to Himself in His time. In His victorious name we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts be acceptable.